In the grand scheme of things, it doesn't sound like a huge deal, but think about the efficiency and cybersecurity of 2 million people. The Defense Department is trying to move all of its PCs to Windows 10 by 2017. And already the Army has concerns about its ability to complete that upgrade by the deadline imposed by the DOD's CIO office. We get more now from Federal News Radio Scott Mossioni.
In November, Defense Department Chief Information Officer Terry Halverson made a big announcement about IT systems. All DoD computers would transition to Windows 10 by January 2017. That's not a small feat if you think about the number of computers and legacy systems DoD will have to upgrade. DoD's computers aren't all one operating system that can be easily upgraded either. It's a conglomeration of different operating systems. Here's Nigel Hughes, Vice President of Sales at SteelCloud, to explain.
Of course, the Department of Defense has everything. I have Windows 10. It is the latest OS. It is a marked improvement over where we were. And in the Department of Defense, we're going to find all kinds of things. There's going to be Windows 7 and 8, of course. And then we'll even find some XP. There's a lot of aging desktops in and around the department that will all benefit from being able to move to the state-of-the-art OS that will provide for much greater communication, consistency, reliability, and security. If everybody has the same security platform, I think it's going to make a tremendous benefit to the department.
Like Hughes says, moving to one platform will provide a consistent form of communication and security for computers in DoD. That's why Halverson stressed the importance of the upgrade during a recent House Armed Services Emerging Threats and Capabilities Subcommittee hearing.
The Secretary has directed that this year we move as much of DoD as possible, the ones that are on Windows operating systems, to a Windows 10 baseline. I cannot stress the criticality of us getting that done. Right now, when you try to look at the visibility of the networks, while we're making improvements, you're doing that across multiple operational systems, multiple baselines. It's impossible to do well. Getting to a single baseline for Windows, and that's about 80 to 85% of the DoD, will give us the ability to have better visibility. Windows 10 is the first operating system that really thought about security right from the beginning and has inbuilt features that we will take advantage of. Mm-hmm. It will also allow us to go to the next step, which is how do you then start taking and really using cloud computing technology to improve your security. So we're positioned to do that. We've got things we have to get done, and the first one is to get the Windows 10 done.
But that timeline of 1 year to transition may not be working for everyone. Army CIO Lieutenant General Robert Farrell says the Army won't be able to get there by 2017. Here he is speaking at an Association of the United States Army event in Arlington, Virginia.
It's a good news story. As a higher level of security, it moves the entire DoD on one operating system. Right now, we're in a variety of operating systems. Huge challenges in doing that. The mandate is to move to that environment within 1 year. We're challenged with that within the Army. We think it's going to be a lot longer than that. We're currently doing an assessment. I've hired some Microsoft engineers to be on my staff to develop a roadmap, a governance process, because it's all of the Army globally that we need to work that. The biggest challenge the Army has with rolling out Windows 10 is the legacy systems that we have in our inventory, of it being compatible to move to Windows 10. So we're doing the discovery phasing of that now, and we'll come back to the Army staff with a very good assessment of for rolling out Windows 10.
That could possibly put a kink in DoD's plans to establish its secure baseline. The Army isn't the only one having trouble adopting, though. Ronald Zitch, Executive Assistant for the Marine Corps Headquarters Command, Control, Communications, and Computers, says the Marines have a lot of work ahead of them, too. Zitch says the Marines have 90,000 unclassified computers and another 30,000 tactical computers that need the Windows 10 upgrade. He says there's also vehicles and everything else that holds a computer that needs to be updated as well. Zitch says he expects the Marines to meet the 2017 deadline and is soliciting industry for help with the transition. While the Army may not be exactly ready for the future with Windows 10, it's preparing for other future technologies. Most recently, it's been preparing for the future of mobility and will release a mobility plan this year. Here's Farrell again.
The last document that we're working on is our mobility strategy. DOD does not have one. And so we are working with DOD and our industry partners to put out an Army mobility strategy that will come out in fourth quarter of this year.
The mobility plan will set a direction for unified action on mobile technology. Along with the mobility plan, the Army is releasing a long-term Army network campaign implementation guidance to lead the Army into 2022 and beyond. Here's Farrell on that document.
Assuming that all of our initiatives with JRSS, MPLS is all done, what's next? So I brought in a lot of the S&T folks, think tank folks, into a room and said, tell me what's on the next hilltop. Where should the Army be looking as where should we be investing in technology? And so in that document, it really talks about dynamic transport, computing, edge sensors, advanced processing analytics, human cognitive enhancements. It gets into the robotics and autonomous operations and cybersecurity resiliencies. So lots of looking up, you know, beyond what we're doing now, and it's all tightly coupled with the documents in the Army operating concept as well as the documents on the network tactical network concept that was put out by TRADOC.
Farrell also announced that the Army will formally begin looking for on-site cloud service hosts at Redstone Arsenal in Alabama beginning in April. The initiative is part of DoD's revamp of the way it procures cloud services. Previously, DoD tried to create its own cloud service, but that process was too costly and the acquisition process was too slow. DoD's turned to industry for cloud services in hopes it can host DoD data and keep systems state-of-the-art. DoD has already established one on-site cloud service in the Navy's Allegheny Ballistics Lab in West Virginia. In Washington, Scott Massioni, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to FederalNewsRadio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.